I'm Dr. Raymond Dunn, and this is a bonus episode of The Storyteller. Marvin Dunn will give us a definition of critical race theory. Bruh, take it.
Well, critical race theory evolved a few decades ago, primarily among black social scientists who expressed the view that American institutions are essentially evolved from a racist basis, that the institutions of our country, such as law enforcement, education, the military, business, that these institutions had race-based policies and practices that were harmful to blacks, and the view that these things are essentially part of our history as a country. And there's a lot of opposition to that view. A lot of white people in particular don't want to feel that they are responsible for the evils of the past. For example, slavery, one of the main subjects of critical race theory. There are many white people, including our governor, DeSantis, who simply says, don't talk about those things. They will evoke guilt in children in schools, and for that reason, they should not be taught. Plus, they question whether or not they're true. Was America really built on racist policies and practices that have now ramifications that we feel today? And the fact of the matter is, the country was evolved based upon racial policies that even today still harm black people. If you don't teach these things, then how are people to know about the Holocaust? How are they to know about slavery? How are they to know about the decimation of the American Indians? How are they to know about Japanese Americans being imprisoned during the Second World War? Do we not talk about those things because somebody might feel guilty? Ray, there's not a person alive today in America who owned a slave, not legally anyway. I think we need to move past white guilt in order to get to the point where we can talk about these things openly and teach the true history of our country, including the things that evolved from a racial basis that helped explain who we are today. So rather than running from the truth and thinking that children can't handle it and it's going to be disruptive and burn this book and don't allow that book, let's just go back to teaching the truth, even if it's uncomfortable to hear, but not to blame anybody for things that happened 100 years ago.
I agree. Almost 100%.
Can't be more than 2% that you don't agree with.
Well, I would just add, I would like to see critical race theory taught in other places or institutions other than the school system. I want it taught in the public school system, but I think that our churches and other social organizations should have some responsibility for teaching critical race theory. Don't just leave it to the school system, because the school system is going to structure the curriculum the way the school leadership wants it taught. And then you're going to have another problem.
That's more than 2% disagreement, but I heard you.
Okay. And with that, that's a wrap.